This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
With the federal election due to take place before the end of May, there are steps you must take before casting your vote for the first time. Many resources are available to help you enrol to vote and to have your say in shaping our nation. The federal election is an opportunity to have your say by voting to elect Australia's government. This happens approximately every 3 years. Although voting is compulsory for most Australians, you must first check your eligibility. Evan Eakin-Smith is spokesperson for the Australian Electoral Commission, or AEC.
Anybody who is an Australian citizen and is over the age of 18 is eligible to enrol and vote, but you've got to be enrolled if you want to vote. So once the election is announced, there will be a deadline to make sure that you get enrolled and that you're enrolled at your correct address.
You typically have 1 week after the election date is announced to make sure you're included on the electoral roll.
But you don't have to wait for the election announcement. You can do it now. It is a simple online form. You just go to aec.gov.au and you can even do it on your smartphone.
The form will request some identification, such as an Australian passport, driver's licence or citizenship certificate. Just make sure you have it ready before you apply to enrol online. There's no need to attach the information, but you will need to refer to it. If you do not have any form of identification or have misplaced or lost it, it's important to make sure that you apply for it well in advance. Waiting time for issuing identification can vary from one jurisdiction to another and in some cases can take up to 4 weeks. Once you're on the electoral roll, you can vote at any federal, state or local government election in the future. This is why it is vital that you keep your details current, says Mohammed Al-Kafaji, CEO of FECA, the Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia.
We encourage all new Australians, as soon as they become eligible to vote in this federal election, to ensure that they have registered and make sure that their details are up to date, because we want to make sure that they have a say in their future and Australia's future.
The AEC will help you keep your details current, says Evan Eakin-Smith.
We'll send reminders to people if we receive some data that we believe means you've moved house, for instance. But it's important whenever you do move house or change your name, you make sure that you use an online form. And again, it's just going to aec.gov.au and providing us with the update.
If you're not sure whether you're already on the electoral roll, you can find out at aec.gov.au/check or phone 13 23 26. For those who don't have access to the internet, paper enrolment forms are available from any AEC office, or you can call 13 23 26 and they'll send one in the mail. There are other considerations that can prevent migrant communities from enrolling to vote, such as language and cultural barriers, says FECA CEO Mr. Al-Kafaji.
We need to understand that some people come from countries that voting has not been encouraged or actually has been discouraged. So it's a mentality change, and we need to ensure that people feel the confidence that when they vote, their vote is counted and there are no intimidation or consequences of them voting. There are some misconceptions out there that voting is against their religion, which is incorrect. And a lot of, for example, religious leaders encourage people to go out there and ensure that their vote is counted.
The AEC's website includes eligibility and enrolment guidelines translated in your language. They also provide a telephone interpreter service. In addition, the AEC website offers easy read guides that are written using simple English and illustrations.
For people whose English is not their first language, there are great resources on the Australian Electoral Commission's website. But also, we encourage local multicultural organisations to reach out to their communities who are first-time voters to ensure that they have all those resources and also assist them in registering if they need help. We know where those communities are that have English as a second language, and it's really important to ensure that we include those communities as part of this process.
Ivy Zhuo is a settlement support worker with Migrant Resource Centre Tasmania. She helps to guide new citizens through the voting enrolment process in a variety of ways.
The first way is through our drop-in service with bicultural workers. They can just walk in to get information about citizenship and voting, which is one of the most frequent inquiries. Our settlement team and trained volunteers will answer your question, like, am I eligible to vote? How could I enroll myself? Do I have to vote? And similar questions. And also we train people to access the online service because it's quite simple and easier.
The Migrant Resource Centre provides a comfortable environment for those who don't know where to begin with the enrolment process.
Most of them, they are new migrants with lower English ability. So our service is mostly delivered with bicultural workers and volunteers with multi-language abilities. So we can help explain the information well, provide the interpreter service to help them understand.
Most clients use the online service, even though their English ability is quite limited, says Ms. Zhuo.
We also have all the information and resources available on the SoundCloud, on MRC website. So people of different languages can find out their information and also understand the whole enrollment eligibility procedure by listening to the recording.
This resource is openly available via the Migrant Resource Centre Tasmania website. So, what are the consequences for failing to enrol to vote? Failure to vote does result in a fine. But putting aside the fact that voting is compulsory, keep in mind that you'll miss out on your say if you don't enrol, says Evan Eakin-Smith.
We've had nearly 400,000 new Australian citizens enrol during this electoral cycle, which is fantastic. So if you're new to Australia, you're a new citizen, make sure you jump on the electoral roll. You get to have your say, and we make voting as easy as possible for you.
Head to aec.gov.au to enrol in time for the 2022 federal election.
This was an SBS Radio podcast. For more Settlement Guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.